Yes, Doug Farquhar, National Conference of State Legislatures. First of all, I have to disclose that I have no relationships to disclose. Question for you. Why do you think I have our background slide has now been changed to both blue and red? We actually did get comments back from legislators saying you are biased by having a blue background. You need to express the conservative element, and so you need to have more red. And so we have changed the background of that. So we have a challenging audience to address. This is not preaching to the choir when I go in and say, we want to protect the public's health. I mean, the first question is why? You know, what does that have to do with us? Is that a good thing to do? What's the economic development of it? What's the incentive for us? Which is not always that easy to express. What we have seen with health impact assessments is that these have emerged, oddly enough, on their own. And what I mean by that is, when I've talked to legislators or when we have heard about this emerging, they didn't say, we heard about it because we went to the American Public Health Association meeting. We heard about it because Robert Wood Johnson did all this work on it. We heard about it from all the great work we're seeing in Europe and in New Zealand and other countries. They are adopting this because it's a good idea. This is good policy for them to undergo. If they want to learn about ways to improve health care, ways to address disadvantaged populations, ways to look at efficacy of policies, how effective they are, this is what they have come up with, generally in a lot of respects, on their own. It also means there's no uniformity to this. These are all pieces of legislation that I've identified with Aaron Wortham, I've identified with other folks. We've kind of come to an odd consensus that these are HIA laws to some extent, but none of them can be considered a model law. None of them can, are we going to go out there and say, this is what we should do all across the country? These are rather reactions to needs that have occurred in states. Quickly, National Conference of State Legislatures, who we are. We are a trade association of state legislatures, not the individual people, the individual bodies. So we have 50 members. Every state legislature gives us an appropriation. In turn, we have to provide information and outreach to them, which includes everything under the sun, from health impact assessments to the one we got today, which had to do with animal agriculture. So you ask it, we have to provide it. So when people have started to ask about health impact assessments, we've had to look at the issue, respond to the issue, give them a better sense about what needs to be done. Now, even though there are several publications that are out there, it's very difficult to identify one publication that we can get out to them and say, this is the be-all, end-all on health impact assessments. There were a couple of early efforts that occurred back in 2007, and we talked about, Keisha mentioned that real quickly, the paid sick leave policy that was done. Now, the reason I want to highlight this bill, first of all, is not that it required an HIA. The reason I want to highlight this bill is 2715 sought to adopt San Francisco's policy, which was a paid sick leave policy, statewide. The reason they, or the evidence they were using was a health impact assessment study that was done on San Francisco's policy. So by looking at how well the policy worked for San Francisco, they were using evidence saying this will be applicable statewide. The bill did not pass, but it was a very good effort and very good use of health impact assessments. And and a use that I think is underutilized right now. New Jersey, would transferring a nonprofit a hospital into a for-profit hospital, would that adversely impact the community? We have a good sense about what's going on in New Jersey. You have a governor of one persuasion and a legislature of a different persuasion. The governor wants to consolidate, wants to shrink government, wants these not-for-profit hospitals to become for-profit and off the state coffers. The state legislature has come back and said, one thing we better learn about is what is the impact going to be, what's going to be the health impact on our communities if we transfer these over from not-for-profit over to for-profit. That's just another example about the way health impact assessments, the language, has been used in the state legislatures. Maryland, this has been an effort that's been going on for a number of years. There's a delegate in the Maryland legislature, and she's very committed to this issue, and she has tried very diligently to get the state to address communities of colors and disadvantaged populations. What are the impacts on them? She's exploring, with Keisha, exploring the use of health impact assessments, integrating that into state policy. The impacts of an environmental policy or project. What I want to express here, this is a real fun story with Alaska, in the sense that Sharon Cisna, Alaskan legislators are wonderful people. They are just terrific people who really have the heart in, and actually some of the most progressive environmental health legislation is coming out of Alaska. And Sharon Cisna said, we need to have a health impact assessment law. And she introduces the bill, and she runs it up, and she was doing committee testimony, and the Department of Health finds out about it, and they said, what the heck, we've been doing this for years. What she was recommending would have gummed up their program. And so they went in, they sat down, and they said, this is what we're doing, could you please pull your bill? And she did. But in Alaska, they already have within the Department of Health a pretty comprehensive health impact assessment program, in the sense that using their authority under their state Environmental Policy Act, they are offering to communities, if a new development is occurring there, natural resource development, mine, gas production, whatever the case may be, we will have an HIA done. The developer, meaning the mine or the gas company, will come in and they do the project for them, give them the information. They do not have the authority to stop the project, but by utilizing efforts that are already occurring, Alaska has been able to create a health impact assessment program without the state legislative authority. Now, at some point, it may make sense for the state legislature to codify that, to say, this is something we shall do forever, rather than just being simple policy under the authority of the state NEPA. Nevertheless, that's how Alaska has moved forward with it. I won't talk about New York, but I will talk briefly about Illinois. Again, state legislators, they have to address problems that are before them. This bill, in the House, it was sponsored by a Republican. In the Senate, it was sponsored by a Democrat. But they both represent the same district or the same area surrounding O'Hare. And they wanted to do a bottom-line assessment, health impact assessment, of if we expand this, if we expand O'Hare, what's going to be the impact on our community? And both of them, both sides of the party, wanted to learn what the impacts were going to be. California Healthy Workplace Act, we talked about that a little bit. But the West Virginia bill, this is by far my favorite bill, because Senator Foster has introduced this bill every year he's been in the legislature. He's a physician. I call him up on the phone. He was running between floors on the hospital. And he said, when I got to the legislature, First thing they said is you have to look at the economic impact of this bill. And then he said you need to look at also the environmental impact of the bill. And so he was assuming the next step was going to be the health impact of the bill. And he's waiting for that report to come in, that document, whatever. Okay, we got these two things. Where are the health impact of the bills? Never got that, so he introduced a law. And it's ranged in variety, but essentially what he has tried to do is every time a bill comes forward that, in addition to the legislative legal services doing an economic impact and an environmental impact, they had to do a health impact. The Department of Health has come back, and it's the Legislative Council who does the economic impact assessment, saying this is going to cost us at least several million dollars a year, because every time you want us to do a health impact assessment, it's obviously you got to do this big operation. I would argue, and I think he would argue, that we can do something a little bit more reasonable to at least give legislators a taste of what a health impact assessment is, or the health impacts of a policy will be. But the interesting thing is when I was chatting with him, I said, do you know about the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's efforts on this? And he said, no. And I said, did you know about the Pew Project? And he said, what's Pew? And I said, do you know about these other efforts? He had no idea about it. The reason he was doing it is simply because it's a good idea. It makes sense for the state legislatures to be doing these activities. On the Massachusetts Transportation Modernization Act, this was somewhat interesting in the sense that every dozen years or so, Massachusetts updates its laws for transportation, trying to address new issues, new concerns, new efforts. There was a state senator who was cornered by a constituent, and they said, when we have a transportation project going through our district, we got to know what the health impacts are going to be. We got to understand how this is going to affect our community. So she added language to the Modernization Act, probably over the objections of the chair of the Transportation Committee, because I'm sure he's like, we don't want to deal with health and transportation. We just want to deal with transportation. Nevertheless, it got in there, and some really wonderful things happened because it forced the Transportation Department to bring in health people into their dialogue, into their discussions. It brought the Department of Health into certain areas, into discussions they were never part of before. And they could interject comments, thoughts that the Department of Health or Department of Transportation would never have come to have a concept on. It did pass, and so therefore it has been implemented. These are two laws that did not pass, but these are two laws that were probably the earliest efforts to have a comprehensive HIA program be implemented into the state. For California, they were looking at for land use planning decisions and transportation. The Maryland law wasn't nearly as comprehensive. It was mostly a pilot program. But unfortunately, it did not pass either. Maryland has been very interested in this issue for a long time, and we always have our fingers crossed that Maryland will finally cross that threshold one of these days. Vermont, this is the one that another idea that I just love because it appeared out of nowhere. This is Vermont's effort to adopt essentially Obamacare, the health care reform law that all states have to deal with. And in that several hundred page bill, there's one paragraph saying the state shall look into, make recommendations to the state legislature on health impact assessments. That's all we got. We don't have any guidance. We don't know what to do. We don't know how they'll do it. No money behind it. Nothing mandatory behind it. But they were specific. They wanted a health impact assessment. Now, there are a couple schools of thoughts out there. One, which is, this is a waste of paper to even put this in here. I take the school of thought that this is a great opportunity. This is our opportunity to go in and show to a legislature, to a decision-making body, that these things can work, that there is some real value to it, that we can make it so this is not something that is an anomaly and something we apply to in a certain bizarre situation. This is something that we can encode into our state policy. Vermont has this great opportunity to move forward. It also has a great opportunity to fail. So we have great faith and hope for that state. And with that, I'm going to come to a close, and we will take questions at the end. Thank you.